We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello, everybody. We are live post-All-Star game in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Daniel Machai. I'm joined by Isis Young. Aaron Barzilai and Calvin Wetzel. What a game.
Yeah.
Kind of went by in a blur.
Honestly, like, what a weekend, though.
I mean,
the jam-packed 24, 48 hours of just media, basketball, pictures, events. It has really been just so much fun.
Yeah, as you can tell, I lost my voice a little bit.
That was when I woke up this morning. I was like, whoa, I need some hot tea. I got a couple of trade secrets from Ryan Rucco. So we did. Yeah, on just how to make sure that your voice is as sharp as can be going on air. So I practiced a couple this morning.
Are you going to do it right now? Give us a little.
That was close?
I'm worried I'll cough if I try. maybe next time we record. But
yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's start with yesterday, right? We had skills challenge and then three-point challenge. Which one was first?
Skills.
Okay, the skills was first. And our winner is... Sabrina? I'm going to let you, yeah, we're going to let Dano talk about this because that's Dano's girl.
Okay. Yes. Big fan. A local New Yorker. She was great. She definitely, I mean, the whole thing is weird because you had high school players. I mean, they're the elite of the high school players, but matched up with these WNBA stars. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on these kids to not screw up, you 100%. Know? So, I mean, I think Sabrina got lucky in a sense that she had a really talented kid
yeah.
who did not make any mistakes, and she had a big lead pretty much every single match she had. I think she won the championship against Nolissa Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie,
yeah.
Who we talked to. You'll hear that on Dice It Up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All around, I think it was still a cool event. But, yeah, I mean, not too much to say about it. I don't know if you have any takeaways.
Yeah, no, I love the format with the AAU kids. Mm. I mean, it was kind of an unknown because you didn't know who would, at least, I mean, I didn't know who would get paired up with the best, you know, most talented AAU kids. But I think it was really fun to kind of showcase them.
Yeah.
Get a national stage. It should have been more of a national stage. But anyway.
It was a national stage. I think
well,
you could ask about a local.
Well, it got booted from ESPN.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Because of tennis, which is a whole nother thing.
Let's not talk about that.
Timing.
Anyway,
is everything.
it could have been better, but it was definitely fun to see that, and I think having all the AAU kids there watching them too.
Yeah.
Again, like it could have been better. I wish we had fans, but the AAU kids watching their teammates, you know, out there.
Well, I must have been in the moment since I had missed that about ESPN. I think I saw some tweets about that, but for me, it actually the skills thing exceeded my expectations. Kind of, you know, we came in like, oh, what's going on, we're not in Wintrust, blah blah blah, but it was a good atmosphere if you were actually in the thing. I was quite impressed and quite pleased by that, and so that was fun. And then ultimately, you know, the three-point contest was amazing.
Oh yeah, well, I just liked how intimate it was.
Yeah.
You know, like you could feel the fans, everybody had an orange t-shirt on, like it was packed, it looked really good. Back to the high school players though, I think the league is trying to brand to bridge the gap, right, between high school players, college, and the W, right? We see the gap between college and the W, and it's easy, right? We have Sabrina Ionescu, which is one of the best and brightest college players ever. And so then when she goes to New York, all of her fans follow New York, you know? And so ask these high school players, like, oh, who's your favorite player? Oh, it's Kevin Durant. Oh, it's Damian Lillard. No, no, no. It should be Jonquel Jones. It should be Sabrina Ionescu. It should be Alyssa Thomas. A lot of Connecticut in there. But, you know, sorry, I can't help it.
I was going to say, Kurt Miller did talk about earlier this year about how a lot of the prospects aren't watching the WNBA.
Yeah.
And that's a common thing that's been going on for a while. I remember I was talking to a coach, this was a few years ago, but she said she asked her players who, like, Pat Summitt was, and they just had no idea. This was after she'd retired. And so it's just, it's not really, yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just not in the consciousness. You know, maybe I'm a little contrarian. I'm okay with them, with female basketball players liking Kevin Durant, but I think they should watch both, right? That's really the key. If they can't name any WNBA All-Stars without, but they can name all the NBA All-Stars, that's my concern. But absolutely, I loved the high school aspect. You had that great interview. I caught part of that, watching you film it, and that player looked so together. Yeah. And I would love to see them do more of that. To me, it's almost more interesting than some of the old school NBA All-Star skills things with the legends. Like, yeah. I actually would rather see them do it with the sort of mix in the McDonald's All-American-ish kind of thing.
Yeah. Talk about legends. Allie Quigley. Oh, my goodness. One three-point shooting contest.
A robot.
And, yeah, like, everything is literally automatic. It's sad because I was picking Kelsey Plum. I've picked Kelsey Plum for literally everything. Like, I picked her to win MVP for the All-Star game. That was a good check mark. I picked her to be MVP for the league. We're still waiting on that, but she's had a really good first season. And I picked her for that, and she just kind of let me down.
Well, I think she had only one made shot through three racks.
You would know that.
I feel like we're getting insight.
And I didn't even gamble one.
I feel like we're getting insight into your personality, though. I see. Got to savor the victory. She just, like, less than 30 minutes ago won MVP. Let's focus on 30. That.
Is this? I mean, yeah, this is true. But again,
tied a record.
I had expected that. So when she did that, I'm like, yeah, 100%, bro.
What were you like as a player? I can only imagine you're a player. Every loss eats you up. Every win, whatever.
You know, you take a lot in the heart, and then you just, you know, you got to bounce back. But that was really fun to watch, though. Also, too, have loved Ryan Howard. Like, just seeing the rookie, like, embrace herself in all of this. This is a lot to take in. I mean, being an all-star. So yeah, and just calm, cool, and collected all the time.
Yeah, I was talking with Danny Barlavi, who I sit with at Winsider. Ryan Howard will definitely win an all-star game MVP, maybe real MVP at some point in her career, but she is definitely the type of player, like Arike Kelsey Plum, who will just go out at some point and ball out in an all-star game and drain a bunch of four-point shots. Maybe happens next year. Who knows?
No, I don't ever think that will happen, but we'll never see that. We'll talk about it later. We'll never see anyone drain a whole bunch of four-point shots. Yeah. Two from Jonquel, I think, is the record in WNBA history now, right?
Yeah, JJ.
Yeah. Well, the Allie Quigley Invitational was something. I mean, who made it to the final round? Allie.
Ariel Atkins.
And Ryan Howard.
Yeah. I will say, I have been pleasantly surprised. I will admit, I was not sure what I thought of Ryan Howard's prospects coming into the league, but I mean, well before this weekend, you know, it's definitely been very impressive how she's transitioned after a lot of the questions that, that the Women's Basketball Collective was asking in February, let's just say.
Well, yeah, and she went to a good organization. I mean, Tanisha Wright is building up Atlanta. They needed her to come in and give instant offense, and so it's, you know, it's interesting, like, some of these players that aren't in the league, they're rookies and they get on a team in which it's just hard for them to play. You know, they get on a team where it's like the Connecticut or the Aces or Seattle, where it's so many vets that you don't have a chance. But like the New Yorks, the Atlantas that are still building, prime opportunity for some of these superstars. Indiana. And that's why we're seeing, like, that's why all the young players that we talk about, their records on their teams aren't as good. But hey, at least they're getting opportunity to play in the league and then stay in the league.
And grow.
Yeah.
Well, I also did hear Kelsey Plum at the Orange Carpet talk about Ryan Howard came into this league and she's already a pro.
Yeah.
Like, the respect that she has from everybody else in the league is really cool to see. I mean, there's no type. I mean, oh, maybe there's some team hazing. Who knows? I wouldn't want to haze Ryan Howard.
No. Yeah, not at all. Well, then she'll light you up for 30 off 10 threes the next time you see her.
I'll take an injury. So
hamstring,
ankle, easy to fake ankle.
Outside or inside?
What? Apparently you've been hassled by some coaches.
Yeah,
it
makes
day.
A difference.
Yeah, I hope none of my college coaches are watching this. I don't think I faked an injury though. And
okay.
Yeah, I would don't roll my ankle in anyway.
You could have partied like the players were last night and still perform the next day. You didn't need to take an injury.
No comment.
Don't look at Dan's college stats.
Yeah.
One of the highlights of the weekend.
Yeah. What, my favorite part. We talked about this. I was a PJ Tuck.
We did talk about it.
Gotta give his reference. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's cut to Sunday. Super fresh reaction. Describe the All-Star game in one word.
Whoa, we didn't prep for this. I'm not ready to go.
Spot, Daniel.
Smooth. It's a smooth game.
I can't beat that.
Smile. That was the one thing that stood out for me. It was just great to see the players smiling as they were playing, especially early on.
Yeah.
The shots were going up. They had a grin on their face, and not just for the four-point shots, but I think those especially probably.
Yeah.
I would say energy. Yeah. Just so much, and not, you know, just like on the court, but just so much like positive energy around all, you know, celebrating Sylvia and Sue and just all the different things and just like just good vibes.
Chicago did that. You know, I love that Candace Parker, you know, obviously she's biased from here, but really shouted them out in her post-game interview with Holly Rowe. Just she was like, Chicago, thank you. Like, you guys made it so much fun. And I agree. I think they had a great crowd, interactive, fun, and all the events that we've been to, just seeing different people come in and out. A lot of AAU girls basketball around, like Nike Nash is one of the bigger tournaments that are here. And so it's just really cool to see the love that the W is getting in a huge city, you know, in a basketball city.
Oh yeah, the free concert yesterday. Chance, the rapper. Lotto.
I met Chance.
Yeah, you met Chance.
Yeah. Okay. Not that the podcast can see it. I'm sorry, guys, but I have to show you guys.
We'll upload the photo.
Yeah, because like me and Chance are our besties. We were sitting there chilling on the rooftop.
We gotta give them a.
This looks like a couple.
Check that out.
Look at
this. Yeah, very nice.
I'm pretty sure Chance is married with kids, but you know, maybe I'll have a chance in a couple years.
I can send you her hoop stat shirt. You can give him one, and then he can start wearing it around. That'd be great for him.
Yeah, concert was great. Chance has on Brittany Griner's jersey. And so really love that he made that a part of his message a couple of times, free Brittany Griner, like what more can we do? And you love to see that from, you know, the celebrities that care about the W, that care about using their voice and their platform to uplift, you know, our league. Big fan, Chance. Big fan.
Okay. Let's get to the game part.
Did you give us your one word?
Oh, my one word was, it's combined Team Wilson. Cause can we talk about how bad Team Stewie was in the first half?
Here is why.
I'm just going to say, I mean, like 39 points in a first half of an All-Star game.
And I think JJ had like 24 of those. It started
at the draft. Asia Wilson, executive of the year.
I got to say.
That's got a future in the front office.
That's my takeaway. 2042, as we have more, you know, we've got more players becoming coaches, more are going to become GMs. You know, Asia Wilson clearly needs to be a GM in this league. If I'm an owner in 2042, I don't know I could do it before that.
He's also got the best personality ever.
Yeah.
Like every so play that's happening, she's like, oh, that was nasty. Like she's flexing over here. Layers, like who wouldn't want to play for
Asia?
How
about Dierica Hamby, them just passing her phone back and forth on the bench, tweeting from her account? Oh, I didn't miss a layup.
That's funny. I saw the Kelsey. Can we all get that Kelsey Plum shirt Asia Wilson was wearing yesterday? Have you seen a few people wearing that?
I know it was like a Las Vegas exclusive. They were like giving out. Right, like their last home game before the All-Star game.
Okay.
Which they lost the
Living. They were all wearing. Everyone can. Yeah. This was repping Allie Quigley yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough.
Gosh.
Such a good weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kelsey Plum, All-Star game MVP. We talked about it earlier. Filthy. Probably her and John Paul were the only ones who were, I guess, consistent. Maybe Jewel Lloyd got hot in the second half, but consistent from three. Candace hit a couple, but
Sabrina had a little sequence there.
Oh, yeah. Sabrina had like
three threes in a row. Yeah.
It almost, like, they cut it to 15. It was a 15 point lead at the end of the third. I'm like, oh, maybe this will tighten up. And they got it to like seven. I was like, oh, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they separated. So, whatever. I mean, it was fun. I mean, overall, like the game, I would probably give what, like a B? Like, I, you B know, minus. I'm a little B minus.
Yeah.
I was being a little B grader. You know, I remember the game that I went to 2019 All Star in Vegas being like more exciting. But the experience of the weekend has been great. I mean, just sort of like being part of this community and just feeling like there's all these people here supporting women's basketball, you know, among friends, you know, not just the four of us, but everybody.
I do wish they could have done more to include more people in this experience because it was so great. And I feel like a lot of people didn't get to experience some of the, you know, fun we had. But no, definitely. I feel privileged to be part of this weekend because it was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
I have a hot take. I did not like the four pointers.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And that's a good... Good
like,
take.
The math isn't mathing.
It's not hot.
Like giving what I need.
They tried too hard to like disrupt the flow of the game.
I think that's why you graded a B because at some point it was just people going from one star to the other star, shooting contested bricks, air balls. I'm like, guys, come on.
Well, I think it should be a line. Definitely. Spots because you should be able to shoot it at the top of the key or anywhere you want. Here's there's, like at one point at the end, like Jewel Lloyd was already easily deep enough, but she was like 10 feet away. So she had to dribble all the way to her right. But if you're that deep, just pull up.
Okay. So here's the question. If you could make a crazy rule for future All-Star games. We'll start with you, Calvin. What would it be? I've got an answer.
I mean, I would have a four-point line instead of that crazy enough?
It's sort of. Dana, go ahead. You got one?
Give me 12-minute quarters.
Interesting.
I like that.
In 2019,
I feel like we don't see enough people play. I mean, because there's not enough like whistles, you know, because there's barely any fouls. Unless there were turnovers. I think there was maybe 3 fouls in the...
There's that intentional foul, the sub out soon.
So it's like... I mean, a lot of people want to see all these different players play and, you know, it's so hard to get in a rhythm and especially with the 22nd shot clock that they were using. So give me 12 minute quarters. I want to see some more action.
I actually got another one. Dunks, 3 points.
Well, that's mine. Mine is they shouldn't make the do 4-point shot be the distance three. It should be inside the restricted area. My favorite, you know, like I really enjoy the passing. Like my favorite plays, I mean, obviously the best play today was Sylvia Fowles dunk. But I love the nice little backdoor cuts and slick passes way more than the ISO one-on-one plays or like when they're parting of the Red Seas so that people have a glance. So if it really encouraged people to try and kind of get into the interior, I think that could be fun to reward people being aggressive there.
Yeah, definitely a post-player league. But yeah, people shoot way more outside shots all-star than they do in normal games. So I don't know if this is like a rule, but this is like a concept. I think the W, I love that, you know, the coaches that are doing well throughout the year get to coach, but I think the W should bring back retired players to coach. Like how cool would it be if Lisa Leslie and Tina Thompson are coaching against each other?
Yeah, the NBA All-Star game, that's what they do for like the rookie sophomore game, right?
Yeah.
So like do stuff like that.
You know? When they do the NBA, the shooting competition where they pair them up with the legend?
I like with the high school. So I want it with the high school players. My other
one. You could have three, though. You could have, like, a shooting competition with the high school players and a current and a legend. Like
I would love to see somebody in retirement come back out and go through a skills challenge. Like, let me
see.
Let's
get Don Staley.
Oh, my God. That would be gold. First of all, Don would be the swaggiest person going through a skills challenge. She'd be like, well, look at my Louis real quick. And then, like, no look passing. Like, Don would be so swaggy, it'd be ridiculous. We'd probably have to cancel the competition. Like, let's wrap it up.
I also think the other crazy thing, which they would never do, right? It's like, it's an all-star game. You want the biggest stars. But, like, we got to figure out how to get, like, Marin Johannes, Ruin Cheetah, players like that into this game. I think that would be more fun than... Stop.
Or at least someone like Marine in the 3-point contest.
Or the
like,
skills challenge. She's, I mean, she was
instead
made
of just using players who are already in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
You know what it is, though, is that some of these players really want the break.
Yeah.
You know, like with the condensed season, next year it's going to be 40 games. Like if we thought this year was crazy, next year is going to be crazy. Yeah, 40 games. I mean, I want more W. Absolutely. More games for me to call for the best team ever in the Connecticut Sun. But... They want the break, you know, they want the break. And so it's kind of like, I really want to be here. Like for some of the players who are home, I know that they wanted to see family and friends and, you know, chill. And the other months of the year, they're overseas. Most of them, 80% of the league plays overseas.
And,
we've
got on our salary cap FAQ how much you get for the, like, I think Kelsey Plum's going to win like $5,000 or $10,000 maybe for being All-Star MVP. Yeah. It's definitely in the CBA. Folks can look that up. And I may be wrong about that. But yeah, I don't know. That there's much for being the skills or 3-point, at least in the CBA, they, you know, they might be making deals on the side. But yeah, right. So, I mean, if someone's going to pay you $500 or $1,000, if you're a skills champion, fourth place person, or you can go to
that money too.
I was going to say, then I'd be really pissed if my high school teammate did not show up to play.
That's a good point. Yeah. Like there's money on the line. Get it together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then do you give a kickback to the high school player?
That's what I'm saying. They should get a cut.
Is that probably illegal?
That's probably
our cut.
They can maybe get an appearance and an appearance fee. Like, I mean, I will say, I think a lot of players here do pretty well for themselves, make appearances, activations, right? Maybe that's the all-star game in one word. Activation is the word of the weekend. That you talk
all
to people.
About the league, branding the league.
Well, I mean, it's a great chance for players to make their money. Right? I mean, I'm more power to them.
Absolutely. Sure. Biggest takeaway or favorite play of the game? Besides Sylvia Sill Fowles.
Yeah, it's got to be besides Sylvia Fowles.
Besides the dunk. That's easy.
Sills run after the dunk.
I didn't realize at the time, but they showed it on the replay. She's the one who got the steal, too. So that just
it was
better.
100% full court. Yeah. Like, it was
in
her.
Game.
It wasn't,
like,
that was not. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, there aren't too many. For me, it was some of the cuts. There's not one specifically that stood out in my mind.
I
want to
say this.
Oh.
Okay, we know this is a Kelsey Plum stan account, but when Arike crossed over Kelsey, bro, I wanted to scream, but I had to be professional.
Yeah.
But
Miles,
I wanted to scream.
Perfect picture going on Twitter.
Yeah.
Perfectly timed.
And then Arike tweeted it during end game. It was a little cover the mouth emoji. I was crying. Arike's good for one of those, though. Yes. You know, that's a tough person to decide in an all-star game. God. I'm going to sit down and guard you.
Yeah. I'm so afraid. That's like nightmare to think about having to stay in front of her. She is so smooth with it.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, that was definitely my play.
Okay.
I'm glad Kelsey redeemed herself with the MVP.
100%.
Yeah, she needed that.
I will say, Jonquel Jones almost had that dunk. You guys got to get her on and ask her what was going through her mind. She was coming down court for that one.
Had a dunk.
Jonquel, it seemed closer.
We were talking about that before the game, like who would be the most likely to dunk, and I thought it would be Jonquel.
My money was on Kelsey.
Well,
my money's on Kelsey for everything at this point.
I wanted Candace to pick up Sloot and let her dunk. What a moment.
Oh, also, too, there was a play where Brianna Jones was posting up AT, and she kind of looked at her, and AT was like, you know that the rest of the league does not want to guard Breezy in the post, neither does AD. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I loved her doing her thing. Just kind of keep on trucking in the lane. Sort of a thing. Good for her. I love her game.
Yeah. Well, such a vibe. I'm so glad we did this.
It would have been better at nighttime, I think. Mm. I think it would have been the energy would have been great, but still Chicago showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to when the league life is going to be a little bit more back to normal next year, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, when can they announce who's going to host the All-Star game, getting more advanced, letting more fans come. It was a great weekend. For me, the takeaway is really not going to be the basketball. It's going to be just kind of being a part of the community, seeing everybody. You know, for us, the media, we get to see folks in the media that we only see, very often at an event like this and or the Final Four, because not everybody can make it out to the finals because it's the last minute and you don't know where it's going to be as we speak today.
Yeah.
Although, Dano, I hear you think it's going to be in Minnesota.
Oh, no. No. I'm just hoping New York. Easy commute.
It would be good. It would be good. So, yeah, that's really the best part of the weekend for me, just all the folks we see and just to be in a place. You know, one thing I think people that are on the Herps that seem really like about it is we have our Slack. We have people that can, you can watch a game on July 4th, Monday night, and have people to talk about it with.
Yeah.
Because most people, I mean, you can sort of at your, job, but, I don't think there's many people, at the office who can say, hey, did you see that amazing play? And so to be with people that all appreciate women's basketball, I think is just wonderful.
Yeah. Should we have a surprise guest on here really quick? I'm going to do it. We're going to have a surprise guest.
Let's do it.
And Robin Brown.
Robin Brown.
This is social for the
Mercury. Nice to meet you in person.
Hello, sister. How are you?
What's the crew doing here?
So we are on our podcast for Her Hoop Stats. We're just kind of recapping All-Star Weekend and everything that happened. And
incredible.
You have done a great job covering social for the Mercury and just DT's final year, and DT not being here is very much a hot take, but we're just going to leave it there.
Are we sure it's her final year?
That's the question.
Yeah, right? I was like, I said it's very.
If she had only.
That's
come
my
out
hot
said...
take. I think it is. That's my hot take. I think it is.
I mean, it's not that hot take, but she's amazing. But we're asking, how would you sum up this weekend in one word?
That's always a tough question. I might take a different route than some people, but do I get to give a reasoning after I say
the
word?
Sure. We will give
you're our special guest star. Okay.
Yes. Yes, we will.
My one word is remarkable. And the reason that I'm using that is because I think that this league did justice in having BG's name said, having her number worn on the back of jerseys. And to know what that means to the Phoenix Mercury franchise and to Sherelle and having her be here is very special to honor her in her absence at the moment.
Yeah, I just hope that BG sort of is able to see and sort of be comforted in some way by everything that people are, that the message is getting back to her.
Yeah. Feel the love.
Yeah.
Remarkable for BG.
Yeah.
You are the perfect pop up guest. That was awesome.
I gotta say,
we have to end on that now because that just was so heartfelt.
Appreciate y'all. Why you're a superstar.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do for the league. You do great work covering the Mercury. We appreciate it.
That's to all of you. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for letting me crash the pod.
Of course.
All right. And with that, Nina, where's your next stop?
Where are we? Chicago. I am going to Indianapolis. I have done this thing now where I start getting airports and I'm like, okay, where am I? Okay, what am I doing? Like, I am just on the road for 9 days, people. So, but this by far has been really, really fun.
Yeah, the other blessing, y'all got to meet Ice in person.
Yes. Yeah.
Max got to experience me in person.
Oh, I met you in person either.
Feels like we've known each other for 10 years, but
I know. Won and lost a lot of money together.
Yes, I gotta say, one other thing I didn't learn is how many, am I allowed to say how many members of the media do seem to have interest in our new brand, Spread the Floor, let's just say.
Yes, nice plug.
A lot of people that seem to appreciate the evolution of gambling in professional sports.
Yeah, especially in professional women's sports.
Sad I can't get into it, but I live through you.
Yeah.
I feel every win, and I feel every...
Oh, yeah. Like if I don't take you back at night, you know what happened.
I know. I'm like, you know, you're good chicken, bro. Yeah. It's okay. We can bet again tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like, if the sun aren't playing well, I'm like, I need you back. I need you to talk to them.
I got you. Man, well, it's been so much fun hanging with you guys at WNBA All-Star. Yes. We love this league. We love covering this league. Mm-hmm. Hope we brought you the best content that you've seen all weekend. And stay with us.